Well, I have given you enough example of place. How is the environment? When you walk into a hospital, I still remember, don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to pinpoint a hospital's problem. When you used to walk into a hospital, the smell of a hospital was to be very different to what it is now. If you, I was in that hospital where I had my operation, there was a, what do you call that? The fragrance bowl. You have a fragrance bowl in a hospital, which is taking care of the entire need at the reception. Okay, you have those, what do you call them? The automated fragrance thrower at various places. Okay, these are what they're making the place more suitable, more conducive. Okay, you have a waiting room in a hospital. I always remembered waiting room was there in a railway station. There is a waiting room in a hospital. Okay, in some of the hospitals, you have a playhouse for your kids. So if the dad is not well and he's there and the mom is coming with the kids to see them, you have a playhouse. I mean, when I asked one of the persons, how did you feel like as part of the research team? You know, they never said about how was the operation, how was the surgery, how was everything. He said, playhouse was excellent. I was so happy that my kids did not go anywhere out. So what is happening in that place? I already coming up with a problem in my head, psychologically, mentally. We don't want to give any other problems that where will your kids go if you have to speak to a doctor? Where will you go and eat? Okay, in some of the hospitals, don't get me wrong, there are cafeterias. You buy a coupon and you eat there. I still remember with at my father's time or a little bit after that, I used to go out of a hospital to eat something. So the place itself is changing so much. And that important line out there, which I want to point out, is this one. Increasing as more healthcare organizations establish managed care plans. Very, very critical in healthcare today. Managed care plans to enroll consumers in an insurance option that provides for all their healthcare needs. The place variable assumes a more critical role now. My mother was diagnosed with multiple myeloma. It's a grade C cancer. Trust me, I have got all this knowledge hands-on because of my ancestors. I'm not trying to tell you. They had a very terrible life at a certain age, but because of this, I know how hospitals have changed. Because she was a senior citizen, the hospital said, sir, you don't have to use this bed. We have a bed which is a little bit, you know, lower on the side because she had a problem in her right knee. And they had a stool. We just had to hold her on the stool and she can take on the bed. I mean, look how the place is taking a critical role. For my mother was in a ventilator for 7 days. And after that, she passed away. For 7 days, we were given a waiting room card for night stay. And by the way, that waiting room was AC. It had long couches so that you can, you know, lie down. You had those seats which gets, elevated on the slant side. But I have come to a hospital, right? But they're taking care not only of the patient, but also the patient family. So the place plays a very critical role in this. And these are your promotional material. Because you have to inform the marketplace what you're offering as a service, what you're offering in response to that consumer needs, what you have exchanged, what you have changed. And that's why this point, again, very critical. Promotion itself involves a range of tactics involving publicity, advertising, and personal selling. What is personal selling? I'll give you again an example from my own time. When my elder daughter was born, we went to the same hospital where I had that gallbladder stone operation. So we had a gynec looking after her. The first question the gynec goes and tells us, you have come to the best place, you need not worry. You know, this is one of the best places to be. I have given birth to X number of babies. You cannot identify sex. It's illegal under the act of so and so. You cannot get into this. If you don't have a health insurance, we can accommodate that. You don't worry about the payment. What is this? Personal selling. The doctor is promoting for the hospital. That is how the hospitals or the healthcare industry is working today. If you go for a typical tactic or an advertisement, how many of you have watched this ad? This is not related to typical healthcare, but I'm saying it is one of the lifestyle diseases, the tooth sensitivity problem. Okay. Initially, if you had a toothpaste advertisement, it was for normal people. You wash whatever it is and these are what we have. Today, a doctor, a person is wearing an apron with a stethoscope and giving an advertisement. The Sensodyne advertisement, initially it was a doctor who used to give the ad and telling them all these things. Today there are people who are telling how good that has happened to me, and they are giving a name out there. Ki, this is the name of the person, and the person is saying, now I can do anything. What is this? Personal selling. Everywhere this sales force are there to do all this kind of thing. So I hope you're clear. Although this is not that way to, you know, get into, because the product, price, place and promotion, the four P's of marketing, is very huge and very, very deep. I've just put it on that iceberg method. I've told you the surface value of it. The bottom is huge. The more you dig deeper. So try and see how things are promoted today. It might help you. Why do you think today everywhere in the hospitals there are markers? You know, for example, hospital A, if you use a road, suddenly you'll sign, okay, hospital A is this kilometer away. Personal selling, so that you don't have to find your hospital. I'll tell you another one. I had a Bell's palsy, so typically in Hindi it's called lakwa marna. So my left face got a little bit of paralyzed and it went down, so it was heavy. I never knew the place I was staying. I never knew where are the MD medicines are sitting. So I did a Google search. Look at this. I did a Google search. Google search said, in this hospitals you can get, and these are your distances. So I choose the nearby one. Once I went there, the first thing they asked me is, what is your problem? How long the problem was? Sir, we will take you there. We will arrange a MD for you. And when I told the MD that I'm facing a huge problem, I can't close my eyes, the MD stopped everything and looked at me first. What is this? Personal selling. And the doctor added, I'm here on this number of days. You please go back home. Tell your family that you'll be getting admitted, because I thought it can be cured after a medicine. I'll do exactly to show you what he asked me to do. He said, so if the air was coming out from any one of the lip sides, that means there is a problem. So he did that exercise with me and said, please go back to your home. Tell them nothing to worry about. It's a Bell's palsy. You have to come and be admitted. We'll do this test with you. And once that is fine, we will tell you the medicines about it. I never knew that before, that a doctor tells you in this way. What is this? Personal selling. So I can go on and on and on, but that's not the agenda of it, because a lot of things are there. Okay. We talked about what is healthcare operations as a definition. We spoke about marketing, research and the four P's. Now we're going to talk about the needs and wants of healthcare. And if you see that, identifying customer in healthcare, so we'll talk about two, the dilemma of needs and wants and how the customer is identified. Very simple. I'm going to put you on screen. I'm not going to discuss much in this, because need is necessity, wants is desire. For example, I need a car, I want a Mercedes. As simple as that. Okay. A consumer may need to have a medicine for their diabetes. A person may want a medication to suppress their appetite. Please understand the two different need and wants in healthcare. What I example I gave you, I need a car, I want a Mercedes. That's a life. But in healthcare, a need is I want to have a medication of, let's say, heart disease or diabetes or let's say fever. But I want a person, or I want somebody to help me with a medication to suppress my appetite, which will help me to lose weight. So there, it's a desire that I'm looking for somebody to take a special care of me. A kind of one-on-one food chart guy or a nutritionist. the term that they use in hospitals today is a nutritionist. So need is a medicine, want is a nutritionist, because appetite and losing weight is not typically a healthcare need at this point of time. Need is hypertension, cardiovascular, orthopedic. I'll give you another one. I have been into hospital for this, but I want somebody to be in my room to accompany me, or maybe a masseur or a massage, because I have orthopedic problems. So medicine is a need. Anything other than that is a want. Okay. When you identify the customer, if you look at the center core is the hospital. The core is the hospital or the healthcare industry, whichever you want to put it. Now, there is no way of looking into things that, okay, this is number one, this is number two, this is number three. It can be from anywhere. It can be from a community. It can be from a MCO, managed care organizations. It can be the employees of a company. It can be other hospitals. For example, if you go to a smaller hospital where they, if they do not have that doctor, they write a recommendation letter to a bigger hospital. So that way the customer comes in. Schools, today hospitals are doing tie-ups with schools. Why? Because the physical activity is going down, hospital is going to schools, nothing. They're not charging anything. They're doing like a CSR activity. I remember in my elder daughter's school, nearby hospital came up and said, we'll check the entire kids. They said a medical terminology which I cannot recall. They will check all the probabilities of, okay, how healthy they are. That's the outcome of it. So that's a customer. What they're doing, they're making a promotion using that. Okay, if I talk about welfare, government agencies, so it is extremely bigger place that customers can be identified. I mean, don't get me wrong. Today, if I have a problem, wherever, by going back home, or I met with an accident or anywhere, I will walk into a hospital, right? Or I will walk into a dispensary or something to check what is my problem. Today, one of the biggest healthcare customers are the 40 plus people where the doctors are saying you should do once in a year lipid profile checkup. Lipid profile. It consumes of everything. Your blood sugar, your metabolism, your diabetes, sugar, whatever it is. So customers are everywhere. I don't have to say much about this. The line itself is more. The evolution, as I was saying, and I have seen the previous two era very well. I've seen a production era. I have this doctors in my place. If you have this diseases, only come to my hospital. So back in the day, when I was in Calcutta, where I grew up, there I used to remember, for cardiovascular, you go to hospital A. For diabetes, orthopedic and others, you go to hospital B. So it was typical product era. I had, and I was the best in that product. Then came sales era. The more number of sales, then the marketing era and the evolving perspective of the marketing. So let us do a deep down. So if you see this chart, it gives a typical understanding of product. Now, what is production? From a different perspective, it is product quality focus. From a hospital, it is clinical quality product or a clinical quality focus. Now, what is clinical? Clinic is anything related to the diseases that we have. So the kind of way we do it, the number of ICUs. But if I go to a sales way, from a Pillsbury, which is a different company, it is generating volume. But from a hospital perspective, it is filling of beds. So for example, when the hospital sales force work, one of my friend works in hospital and he says, their target is to fill up beds. So if they have a 100-bed hospital, whether every month the 100-bed are filled up or not. Now, you might think, Gabriel, this is very wrong. How can you think of something that people are filling up beds like that? Don't get me wrong in that perspective. It is not that they're going and selling that you should be not well. But yes, how can they? Marketing, it is satisfying needs and wants. But in hospital, it is identifying the healthcare needs and meeting them. Very different. From a different perspective, okay. How many different brands of iPhone is there today? 4. There is a smaller phone, then another one, then Pro, then Pro Max. Why do you think they are different? Because they're satisfying needs and wants of the customer. They are not worried about who will do what. But in healthcare, it is identifying the healthcare needs of that particular area and meeting them. So the market research, if you're doing, you will be doing that in this locality, what is the more number of doctor? Like, I mean, you cannot talk about fever and all these things because these are very, there are two kinds of diseases that happen, acute and chronic. Acute is where the disease dies or you are okay within 7 days. Chronic is where the disease is ongoing. So, example, cold, fever, cough, stomach problem. These are all acute. Why they are acute? Because they, once you take a medicine, think of this as a perspective or an example. If you have a fever, you go to a doctor. They might give you azithromycin and paracetamol, right? Once the fever is down, do you go to see a doctor? No. Acute. Chronic, hypertension, diabetes, heart diseases, orthopedic. So you go to see a doctor, the medicine turnover is 6 months. So that is why that line, identifying healthcare needs and meeting them. Okay. Now the evolving perspective. So, okay, this is evolution of marketing, but this is the evolving perspective of marketing. What the change? First one, if you look at the sales focus, individual, the traditional paradigm was it's an individual sale. Current is customer retention. Yes, healthcare industry also looks at customer retention. If you have come to me once, you know, hospital called me on my birthday and said, sir, you came here for this. How are you? How's your life going on? I was like, oh my God. The first thing, because I had saved their number, I was amazed, hospital? Why the hospital is calling me? And then when I took the phone, they said, sir, happy birthday. You came here for a checkup with us. I hope your health is fine. I hope you're fine. Wow. So tomorrow, if anything happens, human brain works very funny way, right? Psychologically. Aray, that hospital is so good. You will never think about what price they will quote. Second, staff selection focuses on clinical skill. That's a traditional way. Okay, you know what is hypertension, please come join us. You know what is this, you come join us. You know what is gastroenterology, you come join us. Today, it is clinical and customer service attitude. Only clinical will not do. I see a patient, go home, no. I will see a patient and then I will create that dialogue. The customer service attitude. I mean, it's a big thing, what is customer service attitude, but not in this context. If I go to customer service commitment, limited commitment, sir, in this hospital, we only treat this diseases. But here it is to exceed expectations, the phone call. Or when you walk into a hospital, I'll tell you in the gallbladder operation case, after the operation went on, the doctor came and told me this, I'll tell you the narration, it's funny. I said, sir, I'm a big foodie. Because what happens is you have a filter as a gallbladder. So once when you eat, that filter holds the food and then passes on to your liver for metabolizing and then the protein, fat and everything which gets to your body. Because I don't have the filter, I can't eat much. I have to take limited quantity of food. So the doctor said, you can eat anything, but you cannot eat in quantity. Pehle agar aap char piece kuch kha rahe the, you now have to have 2 pieces. If you are eating 10 pieces of something, now you have to eat 3 pieces. You can eat multiple times. Then the best part of that, what he said was, the moment you eat more, because it can't hold on, either you will have to use the latrine to flush it out, or you will have a gas problem. Because it's like, this is a room, and in this room, it is filled with 10 quantity, suddenly it becomes 15, and because there is no filter to it, imagine in a stadium, in a cricket stadium T20 match where in 1 lakh people can come. If there is no gate, what will happen? Stampede. Everyone will rush to get the first seat. That's why there are seat numbers and the entryway. Management of wait time. You remember I said initially, in the hospital you have to wait. Customer time to increase operational efficiency. Now it is customer wait time to enhance experience. See, hospital wait time is there. You can't do anything. Today in that wait time, there is somebody coming and having a word with him. Sir, are you being looked after? Did the person speak to you? Whom are you looking into? And if you see, if you go to bigger hospitals, there are separate sitting areas for separate doctors. Technology access provided when the cost justified, considered for first mover advantage completely, quality, cost and service delivery. I think if I'm right, there are almost every hospitals, bigger hospitals in Bombay today has Wi-Fi access. Has Wi-Fi access. I mean, what will do with the Wi-Fi? You know, in a waiting room, one of my friends said that her mother was admitted for a routine checkup and had to wait because of the blood infusion. She finished a web series using the hospital Wi-Fi. And you know, when I asked, how was your mother? She said, mom is fine, but the speed of Wi-Fi is so good. You're walking into hospital, you're not walking into hotel. That's the different mindset of evolving prospective marketing is happening today. Okay, technology access, I said, customer key drive, cost and clinical effectiveness. That was initially. Now, considered for the first mover advantage of this. And then developed for clinical efficiency, designed for seamless customer service. Now, if you look at this traditional versus the relationship paradigm, everywhere you will see service attitude, customer service attitude, service preference, how the customer is feeling, what the customer is doing. That's the evolving perspective. You have to be clear about it. What are the new healthcare markets? The traditional industry structure and the evolving industry structure. So the traditional structure is very simple. Hospital, primary care physicians and specialists. Corporations or managed care organizations and consumers go for the specialist or physicians through primary care and the corporation hospital. This is a typical traditional structure. Consumer either looks for specialist or managed care organizations will look for primary care or physicians or corporations go for hospital. That's the traditional structure. The evolving structure is now the hospitals have changed their alignment. At the new level, the MCOs are increasingly at the community at large. Let us look at the picture first. Service, convenience, access. That's why I skipped that part. I'll go to that part a little bit later. The three things that is shaping the healthcare is service, convenience, and access. You know, one of my friend, you will be laughing now, laughing out loud or LOL, whatever you call it. My friend said, her husband said she went for her first delivery. Gabriel, the seats were amazing in the waiting area. And what are you saying, man? You're in a hospital. We used to go and sit on benches. I still remember for my grandfather, he had a heart disease. In the emergency, we slept on floor. We used to carry bedding, bed sheets, air pillows, to sleep in an emergency. And how long ago? This is 2002, 3, 20 years. Today, somebody is saying, Gabriel, I mean, it comes in a typical Marathi, which I don't want to say, but you know, that's their way of thinking. So now let us go back and see what they're saying. See, look at this. Finally, there are consumers. A significant evolving changing for consumers is the growing movement towards health savings account. Amazing, huh? Insurance. And it's not only the hospital that is moving. There is an account. If you travel abroad, there is a health insurance for you and an account is created for you. You pay, I think for US, it is $150. Just check it. I am wrong. I did it in 2019 when I went there. For Europe, it is a difference. There is an account. If you, because in India, I can walk into a physician, a chemist store and say, sir, headache, Saridon. Saridon is banned today. But I'm just saying, you can walk into a store, sir, Corex, cough syrup. But if you go to Europe or US, you can't walk into a chemist store and demand a medicine. It has to be prescribed. And prescriptions are costly. So health insurance. Savings account. But coming back to what I said, guys, it's now getting into service, convenience, and access. I'm not going to read this, guys, because I've spoken every point in this. Okay, uncomplicated billing procedures. In those days, I still remember for my mother, this was the bill quantity. Today it is electronic. You just have to give them a number. For my second daughter, the number was, I still remember, 5137. So I just used to go to the billing counter. Sir, what's your number? 5137. Okay, sir, all done. Sir, do you need for claim purpose? Yes. So they'll give you a separate file. And there is a file given to you. Okay. Clear and I was just talking about that. Clear a concise statement of services rendered. Good physician-patient communication. Sufficient time by physicians and their patients. In the initial time, physicians, okay, you will see they'll write RX, medicines, wonder. Now, in one of the hospitals, the physicians also do this. Sir, I'm writing on the medicine. How many times you have to take it? It's service. And in today's scenario, even though it's a very critical place, I do not see people screaming at you. Medical record, timely reminders, turnaround of tests, low peril, short waiting times, respectful treatment, choice of online consultations, includes the availability of parking and the hours and a physician office open to patients. It takes into account everything, even overseas also. And it's likely include access by email. For working women, it is a very convenient way to go and write an email rather than walking to a doctor half a day to take a from office. The best example I've seen during COVID times, and I hope people are very good right now because we are in endemic right now. During COVID, I was consulted by a doctor because one of my friend got a COVID. Online, video call. By access means, primary means the ability to obtain medical services on a timely basis. Coverage for the uninsured is a critically important public policy. It is becoming a public policy that the coverage for the uninsured. Today, if you walk into a hospital, everything is covered other than critical illnesses. I think there are a lot of insurance companies are working with IRDA to come up with a critical. I mean, today I think there is a cancer card for a few medical policies. Healthcare system having a payment source covers all types. I don't have to. They have card, GPs, and everything in medical technologies. So this is where I end, and this is the first part of it. And I hope you liked it. So thanks a lot. All the best.